I'm joined in the studio by Kate Warboys, who is from Young Lives Charity, and she is also the coordinator of the Jubilee People's Millions. Now, it's a bit of a mouthful to say, explain what it is.
Okay, fine. Well, Jubilee People's Millions is an initiative by the Big Lottery, and it's called, most of the time for the last few years, it's been called the People's Millions, but next year, because it's the Queen's Jubilee year, it's the Jubilee People's Millions. So it's sort of been given the gold stamp by Buckingham Palace as well, so it's extra special for next year.
Oh, that's good. So certainly want to win that now. Particularly special because we're not at the start of the application or anything. You're one of the final six, aren't you?
Yeah, one of the final six. There are going to be four winners in all, but I mean, just to get to the final six is amazing. And we're the only project in the Eastern Region for Cambridgeshire. So it really is the only local project which is going forward.
Now, one of six finalists, how many actually entered?
I think there was well over 600 just for the Eastern Region.
Wow, that's a lot. So it just shows how good Young Lives is. Very, very briefly, just explain what Young Lives does.
Okay, Young Lives is a charity for young people, children and families, and it's about engaging, getting young people involved with positive activities and getting their input into what affects them.
It's really great, and it's good that you could be getting this funding. So explain to me exactly how much you get if you win and what it's going towards.
Okay, so it will be £60,000 and we are looking to buy a narrowboat, a barge with that. It will be kitted out with multimedia equipment on it so young people can have a go at creative skills, so they can be practicing their filmmaking, doing exactly what you're doing, sitting there, whilst going up and down the rivers of Cambridgeshire. So a completely unique environment for them, which will really aid creativity for them.
And will this all house it inside, or is it things maybe that people can come and take and do projects outside off of the barge?
It will by and large be on the barge, but obviously, you know, if we moor up and there's a nice location and there will be cameras and what have you, if people want to go and enjoy the surrounding countryside to make films and use that as a creative space, then absolutely.
Now, I've heard of similar projects on buses and that are based at actual buildings. I've never ever heard of one that's in a barge, so please explain why.
Yeah, this is completely unique. Well, why not? Basically, we have the fantastic waterways in Cambridgeshire. You know, they're unique. We've got some fantastic countryside. It's about giving young people a unique experience and something different to do. And what better way to get some creativity and some inspiration for them?
Now, you mentioned that you might be at a certain location worth mooring up at and doing some filming or recording or whatever around there. Now, that implies that you're going to be moving. Have you got a driver?
Well,
I'm not offering.
We will have a driver. I mean, part of this is not just to get young people involved in sort of doing things that are creative and something different for them. It is also so they can learn boat handling skills as well, which actually for this area in the waterways is actually an important skill. And who knows, it might be that one experience coming onto the boat which might sort of inspire them for future jobs, skills, training, what have you.
Now, I know I completely understand that we're in a very much hypothetical state at the minute because you haven't won this money.
No.
But is there any sort of plan as to where the boat will be at certain times? Is it going to go from a certain place and come back or what?
Yeah, it certainly will be. I mean, that's obviously all in the finer detail to be worked out. It will have a central moored place that will be its home, and then absolutely it will travel around. So a full programme will obviously be worked out so we can make sure that we're including as many people as possible, and as many people as possible get to enjoy it and see it, because it will be unique.
Yeah, no. It'd be like a bus timetable on your website or something. That'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Right, so as you haven't won it yet, what do you have to do to win?
Yeah, well, this is the biggie, and this is what's going to be interesting. We need votes. We need that it will be going out to the public vote. So it will be on ITV next Wednesday. That's the 29th of June. The voting telephone number, which is all going to be kind of X Factor styly, will be announced, will be launched 9 o'clock in the morning of the 29th. And really, we're just appealing for as many people as possible to vote. You can vote up to 10 times from each number. And yeah, this is something for the young people. It's something for Cambridgeshire, and it will just be a great thing to be able to bring to Cambridgeshire.
How do you vote?
You call the number. I don't have it yet. It will be out 9 o'clock, the 29th of June. It will be on our website, which is www.young-lives.org.uk. There are a couple of trailers on there at the moment, so you can get a good idea of what the project will entail. So please go and have a look at that. We're Facebooking, we're Twittering. You're not going to be able to miss us next Wednesday, the 29th. You can't text. If you phone from a mobile number, it is at your normal rate, whatever your provider rate is. From a landline, it's just 11p. So if you phone the 10 times, you know, it's a donation to Young Lives of just over a pound. They can't email. It is purely a phone vote. It's purely going to be just on the phone.